in alcohol imports with a 200% tariff in response to the EU's 50% tariff on American-made whiskey.
A federal judge today ordered the Trump administration to offer reinstatement to thousands of probationary workers who were fired from their federal jobs. CBS's Jake Rosen.
That offer is obviously complicated because a lot of these people have turned in their government devices. There are no offices for a lot of these people to go to, especially in the case of some of these groups who have had their offices shut down or who were told to not go to work.
President Trump's envoy is in Moscow for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire.
We know where we are with Ukraine, and we are getting good signals outside of Russia as to where we are with Russia. And hopefully they'll do the right thing. And so really humanity, we're talking about humanity. We're not talking about the money, but then you add the money to it. And, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars is being spent and really wasted.
Yet another impasse over a government funding bill.
Welcome to Congress, where they do everything at the last minute. We are once again on the brink of a partial government shutdown.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill reports a Republican budget plan isn't going over well with Democrats in the Senate, who have offered a 30-day plan, but its prospects are dim. The deadline, Friday at midnight.
In the last longer shutdown that we had several years ago, when the government was shut down for about 5 weeks, that cost the economy about $3 billion. So this is an economic story as much as it is a congressional one.
Jewish protesters demonstrated today outside Trump Tower in New York in support of a pro-Palestinian activist. Mahmoud Khalil is a permanent U.S. resident. He hasn't been charged with breaking any laws, but he was arrested and faces deportation. Heavy rains hit Southern California today, and meteorologist Grant Gilmore tells us that storm is far from finished.
Storm system moves to the east as we go through the next couple of days. As it starts to tap into that Gulf moisture, we are going to see a multi-day severe weather outbreak from the Central Plains all the way into the East Coast. There is a significant concern for tornadoes and damaging winds as we go into the weekend.
The Dow off today 537 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tonje asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think we, you know, me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and breezy, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. Right now it's 48.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. So if you could make one thing illegal,
oh my God,
what would it be?
Oh.
You want to hear what the internet had to say about
this?
Yeah,
let's hear what that nut has to say.
All right. Let's see. The internet said no president shall serve past the average retirement age. Same goes for Congress.
Okay. I agree with that one, by the way.
Pharmaceutical commercials on TV.
Oh my gosh. I would love to get rid of those. That's basically all you see. Even on like Prime and Paramount Plus, you have to buy it so you can't get those ads on there.
People in other countries, by the way, think that we're crazy. They see those commercials and they're like, what are they advertising?
It's getting worse and worse. So that you think you have the disease or that they're trying to fix.
All right. Other things that the internet says should be illegal. Talking on speakerphone in public.
Oh, yes.
I don't need to hear your conversation.
Oh, I don't either.
Okay. Lying while in office if you're an elected official. If you lie, you lose your job and get a hefty fine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And finally, white LED lights, headlights.
You know what's... Yes, they're almost blue, right? Those white ones, they almost look like they're so white that they're blue.
I think they're getting better. When LED lights first started replacing traditional lights for headlights, they were blinding. But I think they're getting better now.
They're evolving.
Yeah, they are.
The one thing that bothers me is... And I know they're floodlights or whatever they call them on the car, but people sometimes only drive with those on at night. And they're behind me. So I'm like, I wish I could turn around and go, hey, you moron, turn on your floodlights.
You're shaking your fist at them.
Yeah, right.
All right, there's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Let me down, let me around, and then worst of all, I never thought, baby, when you see you Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Lose my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broad Stops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broad Stops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/score. ethos.com/score.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
I love a sad day. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone.
Local news, timeless hits there from Sam Cooke on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Story out of China, a stray dog was kicked by a guy because the dog was lying in his parking lot. After the guy parked his car, the dog vanished but came back later with a few of his pack and damaged the car by biting it. The dogs bit the wheels and the windshield wipers.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now.
radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a Racine County connection to the case of that Oak Creek girl that went missing and was found. A Burlington woman has been charged with interfering with child custody after allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. It led to an extensive search operation in Oak Creek and across the area. 36-year-old Luisa Asala is being charged with a felony and being held on a $20,000 bond. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. Other big topics covered included redistricting and collective bargaining rights. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. The body of a missing 18-year-old from Kenosha was found in the lake Sunday. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner says Kayla Sobchak was found. She'd been missing since December 17th. Police say they're investigating what happened. Most people zone out when talking about zoning regulations. In an effort to clear things up and bring understanding, the Racine County Eye has a new feature up. Read all about how the Village of Mount Pleasant allocates land, which determines what can be built and where. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and breezy, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. Right now it's 48.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, there are more YouTube channels about gaming than any other topic. Thing number two, there's a street in England named Butthole Lane. Thing number three, Facebook used to have a feeling fat emoji. And thing number four, the Mexican state that produces the most tequila is Jalisco. And there are four things you did not know yesterday. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. Hear the headlines and breaking news on WRJN and then read the in-depth details when you go online to RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Tell me what you found, girl. Who got what you?
Bad Finger, no matter what, on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you enjoying hearing the late Paul Harvey again on WRJN? He's back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. If you are, be sure to thank the folks at Racine Disc Center. They sponsor the show. It's all online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And of course, if you miss an episode on the air, find the shows weekly online at WRJN.com.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette hand pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It was all I hoped it would.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6, and then at 6:30, it's high school basketball pregame. Tip off at 7 o'clock with Dick Graceffa. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I shall talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I'm gonna the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A judge has ruled probationary.